Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. This is none other than your host, Janice. I'm excited about the show. This is a test show for the beginning of 2023. I have many shows, and I just want to start off the new year with my own show, The Janice Show. All right, The Janice Jackson Show. How about that? Just keeping it real on this show. We're going to be talking about love, life, divorce, and everything that comes with that. You know, sometimes as women, we don't get to really share our side of things without having somebody there to kind of, you know, go back and forth with. But I want this show to be about the things that I have experienced. So I want y'all to make sure y'all keep in line with me. We're going to have a good time. I'll play a little bit by Q Stone. It says, I'm stronger. How about that?
Why does
it kill me? I feel like an escaped slave. I'm on a rampage. Gotta tell them about Christ before it's too late. They told me I should try to reach the streets. I say the streets ain't big enough. That would only mean defeat. I'm trying to reach the world, change for my little girl. I get a little dizzy, life will make your head swirl. But I'm good with the bad, I'm better with the good. I come back stronger thanks to Jesus and the wood. And I'm still hood, screaming out Southside. But it's different now, yeah, cause it's not pride. Yeah, I'm alright, yeah, I'm all good. You don't know me, dog, I wish you would. Try to throw stones, you don't even know my story. You don't know the pain, you don't even know the glory. And I feel like I'm by myself sometimes. They hate cause I'm bright now, sunshine. Yeah, I'm just fine, cause I ain't dead yet. So go and get your money back, doubles reject. Make a bet, you gon' see me in the end. Romans 8:28, stronger, I win. Like the man, so you better stand clear. I'm stronger, wiser, fresh out the gate. Jeremiah 29:11, yeah, I'm straight. Cause dog, he had plans for me. And even in the streets, he had his hands on me. So I can't lose. Might be bloody, but dog, I'm unbruised. Top gun of the South, but he not Tom Cruise. Mama ain't raised no fool. Yeah, my life got hard when I ain't played by the rules. But now I'm on a good path. So I sit and laugh and think about how I made it through the aftermath. Lost both parents, baby mama drama. Street still knocking, gone at a comma. Real talk, I'ma give it to your homeboy till you know Jesus, sin is a decoy.
Things in this life, I learned that a fool
right, cause I'm walking with the Christ. I turn my rejections into perfection. I'm still going strong cause I got protection. That's why I put my arms in the air and stretch them. I'm a brand new creature, like a resurrection. I feel rearrested through the process of getting tested. Now I'm ready for the unexpected. And yes, I'm wiser, harder, faster, stronger. The old Q song is no longer. I got a new hunger, hunger for the word, yet a truth. Now I feel like my heart is bulletproof from the wicked. Now I'm on a mission for my ticket to heaven. I press forward, I'ma keep on stepping.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. This is indeed the new Jimmy Show. Okay, I'm a little hoarse tonight because I just came out of something. So I'm a little hoarse tonight, but definitely wanted to get my feet wet on this new show. I was thinking while I was sick, I started thinking a lot about authenticity. And I was saying to myself, I said, okay, what do you really want to do with this podcast? And so I said, hey, I just want to tell the truth. You know, I want to give you some of my experiences, what I've been through, you know, and hope that you relate. And even if you don't, it'll give you some, you know, enlightenment on what somebody else is going through. You know, sometimes we think we know it all, but you haven't been through everything. But some folk have been through some things that you haven't been through. And they could tell you a little something, something. So in this new chapter of my life, I want this show to be about things that I have experienced. Now, I want to do a little talk about, I'm going to start off, you know, about my childhood a little bit, where I'm from, Atlanta, Texas. But I'm from a household where it was 8 children in the house, mother and father in the house, and we saw a lot. We went through a lot. And the next show that's coming up on the network tonight is 5926 Central, where we are just two sisters on there having a good time. So we came up in a household full of people. So I'm so used to noise that even in my house, I have to have a TV going or a radio going or something going to make me feel like I am in the midst of all of that, you know, it makes me feel comfortable. A lot of folks, they need quiet. I need to be quiet. Me, I like noise. I mean, to a certain extent, unless I'm overheated. Then if I'm overheated, it's probably going to get on my nerves. So anyway, just looking at this show, embarking on this fresh journey, one of the main things that I want to make sure we stay real with is I love God. I love God. I love going to church. I love all of that. I was raised in the church, all that good stuff. But this is not a church show. You may hear music, gospel music. You know, you may hear R&B. This show is about me. It's about the things that I have experienced, and when it comes to love life, disappointment, divorce, being a widow, all of these different things I want to talk about. How did I get through it? How did I manage? You know, how did I survive? I've overcome, but how did I survive while I was in it? You know, a lot of people don't know. At 30-some years old, I buried a husband. And that was not an easy thing for me to do, you know. I felt like I was too young, but there I was. So I'm going to be exploring that. I'm going to explore having children, you know, at the age that I am, you know, and how awesome they are. So I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to be talking about some real stuff, a lot of things people didn't know I went through. And I just feel like right now is the time for me to just be authentic, you know. I'm going to talk about being diagnosed with HIV and having to walk that path, and the people that I've met, and how am I overcoming these different things, because I know a lot of people look and they say, oh, girl, you've been through a lot, but I've experienced a lot, and I understand that this is the platform that God has given me to share how I made it through. Yes, it was the grace of God, but how did I feel while I was in those different places? And to keep it real, when I was young and I was having children, I was not saved. I was not in the church. You know, my mom was in the church and she was taking me to church, had a baby at 17, but I was not saved. So I'm telling y'all, this show is just going to be about breaking down the different things that I've experienced in my life. Teenage pregnancy, having a, you know, showing up with that baby bump, you know, at school, your friends doing their thing. I got to go to a school with other pregnant girls. So it's a lot of different things that I'm going to be talking about on this show. So this is just a little snippet. I'm not going to hold y'all long. I'll be back next Monday with the Jenice Show. All right? Bye-bye. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.